I've been slacking off of school. A little. But it's not a big deal. It's just a few classes.
It's a bigger deal than you think. Every decision is important. Hi, you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I've got a brand new week of stories and scriptures just for you. Our story today is called As the Ball Bounces, but before we get to that, let me read some scripture to you. This is found in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13, 14, and 15. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And now for our story, it's called As the Ball Bounces. Trey faked to the right, then quickly changed directions and drove to the basket for another score. That makes it 12-2, Dad, he said, trying not to smile. Dad shook his head, breathing heavily. I remember when the only time you ever beat me was when I let you win. I miss those days. He put his hands on his knees. You look tired. Let's take a break. Trey nodded, even though he was barely breaking a sweat. The two of them sat down under a tree. How's everything going at school? Dad asked. Trey shrugged. Okay, I guess. Mom says you've been having trouble in some of your classes, said Dad. Trey frowned and took a drink of water. I guess I've been slacking off a bit, but Mrs. Duncan is always on my case, and Mr. Lincoln is out to get me, too. They're always making a big deal out of little things. Dad put down his water bottle. I know you don't think these so-called little things are important, but they are. It's like this basketball. He held up the leather ball, and Trey wondered where this conversation was going. These balls don't last forever, said Dad. The company that makes them has even figured out how many times you can bounce them before they need to be replaced. Teams use these balls for practice in games, and before they know it, the basketballs are worn out. It's kind of like life. We make a lot of choices in life, some good, some bad, and like bounces of a ball, we don't think one or two decisions really matter in the long run. But take it from a guy who used to play basketball for hours and not get tired. Life is short. And as Christians, we've given our lives, our whole lives, to Jesus. We need to rely on Him to help us make the right choices in everything we do, even in the little things. I understand, Dad, Trey said. I'll ask Him to help me do a better job at school. Dad slapped Trey on the back. All right. What do you say we put a few more bounces on this ball before dinner? I haven't showed you my patented spin move or hook shot yet. So, how about you? Did you know that every choice you make is important, even the small ones? It's easy to think something like not doing your best at school or gossiping behind a friend's back doesn't really matter much at all. But life is short, and every choice is important. Make choices based on who you are in Jesus and rely on Him to help you do what's right, whether big or small. And now for our key verse.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.
And our key thought today, little things matter. 1.3 billion kids around the world still don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.